All right. Let's.
You just say I crack me up.
You could say. In fact, I'm going to bleep it out.
No, I'm not saying that. You're not recording this now, are you?
It won't make it on the show, but yeah, I always record.
Oh, what? You're not meant to be recording the beginning?
Oh, come on, bud. Nothing
I never
ever...
knew that.
Okay, this call may be recorded for podcast quality.
I did not authorize all of that earlier conversation.
Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 84, Hyper-V, What to Back Up. Here we go. Today with me is Simone Bennett. How you doing, Simone?
Very well, thanks.
Very well. I don't buy it. I think you're struggling with something, and we're going to get it out on the table here about Hyper-V backups. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's my problem today.
That's the problem. All right, let's talk about
it. Talk back to you now.
So Simone, you know, Hyper-V, you're using 2008 R2, is that right?
Yeah, because we have SCVMM 2012, and when we implemented it, it didn't support Hyper-V 2012, so we couldn't deploy that.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's tough to keep everything up in motion, right? And I think that, was it SCVMM 2012 or 2008?
SCVMM 2012 didn't support Hyper-V 2012 until just a few weeks ago.
Because of the service pack, but you had already deployed it a month or so or whatever
longer
ago. Got it.
6 months. Yeah, like the design and everything started 6 months ago.
Okay, well.
And at that point, they didn't have a date for the service pack, so we couldn't just wait.
And you're struggling on backup, right? And how to protect
it. Well, one of the main things for the project to close is, you know, to make sure the backups are done correctly. And there's no documentation that I can find that steps out what you need to back up.
Gotcha. So I have some ideas, and you sent me a DM on Twitter, and I'm going to turn it into a podcast. No better topic, no better way to start than that. So here we go. A couple of things. Your SCVMM server, is it physical or virtual?
Virtual.
Oh, that helps. That helps a lot. All right, here we go. Is it in a cluster by itself, or does it stay put?
It is in a... cluster. It's just on the Hyper-V cluster, on a cluster shared volume, just like all the other VMs.
Oh, it's in the litter like the rest of them. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. And on your cluster share volumes, how many hosts are in that arrangement?
Six.
Ooh, big stuff. Like it.
Hardly.
No, you don't often see people doing more than two or three in CSV.
You're right. Well, I have nothing to say.
Okay, so six hosts, and is it iSCSI, I take it, on the store?
It is Fiber Channel.
Ooh, big stuff. I like it. Okay, Fiber. And on the storage, is it anything like newfangled and amazing, or is it like, you know, rotational SAS SATA type storage?
It's an EMC SAN.
Okay, you didn't have to name drop, but okay. So it's EMC, but what
I'm
getting at...
It's a SAN.
And you want to back up not just your VMs, not just your apps, not just your data, but you also want to back up your management configuration, right?
Well, the main thing for me is that it took some time to set up the cluster shared volumes and build all the Hyper-V hosts and put our SOE on them and QA them. So I would like to back up the config of that so that if it got corrupted somehow, we could restore it.
Would you want to prepare for losing every host's failover cluster volume configuration, or would you want to prepare
one? You can lose, I think, two in cluster shared volumes before, because I've got majority plus disk quorum.
Gotcha.
So I think, is it two that I can lose, or three?
Well... of course, this is run in production workloads now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, great.
But with the cluster shared volumes, you can't lose more than a certain number.
Yes.
I think it's two.
I don't know a way to back that up by itself. I really don't.
Config?
Yeah, because now I'm thinking about it. Even if you did let's just say an agent-based backup of the host, right? And let's say you skip the VHDs of the VMs running on the cluster.
Well, one thing I know you do have to skip is if anyone else is going to back up their host, mm-hmm. is with Microsoft, it makes to see clustered share volume, so you have to make sure you don't back that up.
Right, right. The clustered storage folder, whatever it is.
That's all your funds, and you'll be backing it up, six times.
Right, and then on top of that...
100 terabytes. Yeah.
But even if you did back up the whole host, by the time you fixed it, the cluster's probably changed its mind and done its own thing. So what I'm getting at, Simone, is I don't even know if you need to back it up.
Surely the instance where somebody accidentally makes a change to the config and breaks it, and you want to restore that?
Well, you'd have to unbreak it. I think your fix is either rebuild and reprovision the host or reconfigure failover cluster manager correctly. I can't think that because this thing is self-healing and pieces will talk to each other, I can't think that... just bringing something back into play the way it was. I don't know if that's the right approach. I'm serious. I mean, not just because... Oh,
so you can't restore the config?
I don't think so. But I don't think I would try to. I think I would reconfigure it.
So there's not like some XML file or data... there's not some little database or something somewhere that stores the configuration of your cluster, just like every other...
Just like every other, yeah, I doubt it.
I know you can, because I've read that you can do an authoritative and a non-authoritative restore of your cluster shared volume setup.
And you've Googled this, right? I was going to Google it, but you've already done this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. At length, before I messaged you, out of desperation.
Well, I don't know.
You need to back up the, I've wrote it down. You're gonna have to edit this a lot because it's gonna get a bit boring.
No, I think these are actually real questions that I actually think people are not doing or not just not addressing it.
So what you need to back up on the host, according to some of the blogs I could find, was the system state, which will include the VSS writer. And take a backup of the cluster configuration state, which will allow you to do a restore of the cluster database across a single node or roll back the cluster configuration across all nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some notes. And the one thing I did have to find was that you have to make sure you don't take a backup of the cluster shared volumes. Mm-hmm. But I can't find out. Also, I've read you shouldn't put agents on the host. And most of the stuff I could find was using the Windows backup
mm-hmm.
to do it, which we aren't using.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough, actually. I never really thought about it this way. So if it were me, let's just say it that way. If it were me, I would work from a procedure to redeploy the whole configuration. One node at a time, and I know that that's a crap answer, but I almost think that that's simpler in a way.
Well, I don't know. It seems like restoring the cluster configuration isn't that bad if you used Windows backup to take it.
But how often are you going to have this, right? If it's a week old, a day old, even for that matter, how useful will it be that far away?
Well, it's the config of your cluster shared volume. It's not the data on them.
And, the jacked up part is you probably can't test it even if you did.
Well, yeah. You could do it in a lab, I guess.
Do you have a lab?
Which are not available to me. No, not right now.
Wow. This is a serious problem. I don't know what to tell you then. So now that you pose it this way, I thought I'd come in guns blazing with all these great ideas about...
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, and it totally doesn't address this problem. So...
Well, the things I did find out was that the volume shadow copy service, if you use Windows backup, it's great for taking the clustered share volume config, but it's apparently not great for taking backups of your VMs. A lot of people in non-official Microsoft docos saying that it corrupts them and that you can't use it. Also, you have to apply some special hotfix and change your registry key before you can take a clustered share volume config backup using Windows backup or DPM. So for most people, it would seem like it's not available. You have to go apply this little fix. And
well, I can talk a little bit about that. So VSS is a good framework, right? By itself, it's not quite enough for Hyper-V, and that's what they're getting at. And you can find KBs that say that and everything. The takeaway here is that if you take a shadow copy by itself of a VHD, that's not enough. But if you have your backup, also take not just a file system quiescence, but an application quiescence inside of the virtual machine, then you can take the shadow copy on the host. So they actually kind of have to work together. And if that happens, and then specifically application awareness, it more than just, you know, hey, VSS, it's more like, hey, SQL, pause all of your transactions, or hey, Exchange, stop moving stuff through your data store. And then once that happens, then you can take the shadow copy of the VHD once the VM inside the guest is quiet. But that's another thing. That's another topic. Let's go back to the host, because I think the guests are easy, right? That's pretty fair. You've got answers for your guests.
Yeah.
The host.
I just want to know, like, we spent a long time configuring, testing, QAing, and putting that stuff into production. And if something gets corrupted on there, say, you know, somebody breaks it really badly or whatever, the solution isn't going to be to take our whole environment offline and rebuild it for another 4 days. The solution's going to be to restore that config database and restore those hosts to bare metal or whatever we need to do. That's going to be the solution. I can't say our entire data center's offline while we rebuild the whole farm again.
Yeah, I see your pain.
The main thing I found was a lot of the people who I follow on Twitter or wherever that are Hyper-V, you know, MVPs or whatever, everything I ask them, they say, oh, you can't do that, or that's not how you do it. But, you know, I don't know if they use it in their everyday life in a production environment. I think they're more using it in their lab. So, you know, they're not running into these issues.
Or they're not using Failover Cluster Manager. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of one-to-one. And especially
just one host with the VMs.
Especially, and honestly, just to be realistic with you, and somebody telling you to upgrade to Server 2012 is not an option, right? That's not the solution. As you can see, this podcast quickly got out of control. So what did I do? I reached out to someone I know who knows the answer. I reached out to Joachim Noslender of Microsoft, and Joachim told me a couple of really important points related to backing up a Hyper-V failover cluster. And actually, this goes for any failover cluster, not just Hyper-V. Now, in the podcast notes, I'm going to put a link to this KB article on TechNet that he's provided. Basically, it talks about how to back up a failover cluster, and then secondly, how to go through those recovery techniques. Now, this does use Windows Server Backup, and that's an important differentiator. You know, we said earlier, talking with Simone, backing up the guests are easy. But the host configuration, that should be backed up as well. But Joachim also pointed out a very important point, and that's the concept of a host eviction. Now, one of the things you can do in Failover Cluster Manager is evict a host. That might be the easiest way to get out of this situation, even up to two, as outlined in Simone's scenario. Again, backing up the VMs is easy. So me, as a VM admin, personally, I'd do both. I'd go ahead and do this cluster configuration, put forth the time to set up a way to test it. You know, that's going to be the harder part. But go ahead and do this backup of a failover cluster, the configuration backup, but then also go through the drill of evicting a host. And honestly, that might be the easiest way to recover from a host-based failure. You know, if you lost a HBA and then, you know, a blue screen of death on the host and update went bad, hardware failure, you name it, that type of thing. As long as the VMs are okay and as well as the storage, just evict it and re-add it.
So I personally would go through that process, be very familiar with it, and then ensure that re-adding a host would be pretty easy, as well as evicting it. So this podcast was an interesting one. If you're using Hyper-V and you're using a failover cluster manager, and this can actually be both for Windows Server 2008 R2 with Hyper-V, as well as Windows Server 2012 with Hyper-V, or Hyper-V Server, the free Hyper-V for that matter. You would need a licensed edition of Windows for that. But 2008, 2012, either scenario, if you're using Hyper-V and you're backing up your host configuration, share your comments right here on the podcast page, and we'll also have a blog post up at backupacademy.com where we're going to talk about this very topic. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you at the next Veeam podcast episode.